America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Tuesday, and that always means the arrival of Tommy White come rolling through the door. But in deference to the coronavirus, we are doing all of our guests not in studio, but by phone to make everybody safer. Tommy White joins us, Laborers Union Local 872 business manager, and he joins us on the phone. First of all, how are you? How are your members doing?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Kevin?
I can hear you just fine.
All right, good. No, we're doing great. I still have a lot of my members out there working. You know, we were very fortunate. We're one of the unions that train our members in infectious disease. So we have a lot of members trained in that. So, I kind of thought we hand out these hand sanitizers and when we have our health fairs. So a couple of weeks ago, I picked up a couple of thousand of them, and we're getting those out on the job sites. And but so far, so good. You know, I mean, it's a shame to see the hotel shut down, but I still have a lot of my guys working out there, both men and women, and we're going to keep working until we get told that we can't work anymore.
And when you refer to projects, the project everybody's talking about is the Allegiant Stadium project. Is it still fully operational?
Yeah, we still have 100% of our people out there working. You know, it's going to take it as a, I'm not going to say who said it, but they said it's going to take an act of God to shut us down. So so we're going to be out there working until we get told that we can't work anymore. And right now we're allowing contractors to take temperatures of the workers as they come on and off the job site. And we're keeping our, you know, social distance, however they want to word that. But, I haven't had anybody come down with it. I've been in contact with my clinic. We haven't had really anybody come in except for just the normal cold. But we're staying on top of it.
Let me just ask you, if you are into the testing thing, I know everybody's talked about testing. You've got your own clinic. You're one of the unions that has its own clinic. You don't have to send people to their family doctor because their doctor is right there at the clinic. Are you able to test? Do you have tests available?
No, we don't have any of those tests available. Those tests are we don't even have we don't have access to them as of right now. So, I guess the tests come into the United States, they're going to go with the big hospitals and the big clinics first. I think what people are kind of testing for right now is they're testing for the regular flu because some of the symptoms are similar. From what we read and from what we see and from what we hear, the whole thing to maintain spreading of this virus is no hand-on-hand touching, no hand-to-eyes, mouth, face. We're staying up on that. We're having our members keep a distance. We're even allow some of the job sites to allow so many people onto the job site and then, take a 15-minute break, then allow so many people onto the job site, then take a 15-minute break, just to continue everything, kept clean. So
is it going to slow down the project, what's happening now, when you talk about 15 minutes on, 15 minutes off?
No, well, that's not on the stadium. So that's on some of the stadium has kind of like turnstile. So that kind of slows people getting on and off the job site to begin with. But it's not going to slow down the stadium. That's some of the job sites that are downtown, in the downtown area, that we're allowing the contractors to kind of spread the workers out instead of everybody bunching up just to get on the job site.
Let me ask you about the president and his role. Some have been applauding the president. Some Democrats are saying the government's response has been slow. What do you think of the federal response to something that you can't really foresee?
Well, Kevin, it's the same as it's always been with President Trump. If he does something great, then they're going to say, it wasn't great enough. At the end of the day, really, if you want me to be honest with you, we have relied on other countries for the longest time. And if this virus has shown us anything, it should be showing the our residents in the United States. It should be showing us that we need to become reliable on ourselves, on our own country. Just imagine. Here we're we got a virus that came from a different country, and that same country is trying to make the vaccine for that virus. And if they turn around and say we're not sending it to you, then what are we up against then, right? So our products that are made in all these countries, we need to learn to kind of shop where stuff's made in the United States. Might cost us a little more, but at the end of the day, we have it, right? So I think the president's doing the job as the commander that he should be doing, and if the Democrats don't like what he's doing, there's not the we're going to go on with life whether the Democrats like it or not.
What about the role of Governor Sisolak? He's taking kind of a middle of the road, a more moderate approach, not like Governor Cuomo or other governors around the country who are just closing down. They're closing down everything. And making downtown look like a ghost town. Do you like the approach that the governor has taken?
So here's my kind of take on that, right? So we live in a 24-hour town. We don't live in one of those towns where people work 9 to 5, right? So I think, minimizing the way we slow down Las Vegas, he's doing a great job at that. I think maybe with the schools making the decision to shut all the schools down, making the decision on a Sunday night and starting it on a Monday morning, I think the schools should have been slowed down by high schools first, then middle schools, then grammar schools, allowing the older kids that have brothers and sisters to be able to get home in time to take care. They basically made it so nobody could help each other by shutting the schools down. Probably kind of hurt a lot of parents. I know I had a couple of people in my own office that had to take off that day. So, we're a 24-hour town, so we have to be a little bit different than everybody else. I know the way Governor Cuomo and the way they're doing it in San Francisco, they're going very extreme. But I mean, that's much bigger cities than us, and you know, I mean, they have to do what they have to do. So I got to say, at this point, I agree. You know, with about 90% of the way that it's being handled, and I just need to keep our construction sites open, right? So, you know, I always go by a lot of my members. They have family members or their spouses or their kids are in the casino industry, right? So if the casino is shut down now, we have to at least keep one person working. If that has to be a construction worker, then so be it. If we start shutting down construction sites, then you're not going to have any income coming in on any of the families. And I mean, I could already see it in Las Vegas just driving into work in the morning. So,
well, and yeah, the traffic was like a Saturday today.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, the other morning I was out, 6 o'clock in the morning. I had 3 cars on the road with me where normally it's, you know, I got a steady flow of traffic. I had 3 cars on the road with me.
Wow. How long do you think the president set out guidelines for a 15-day program? We are into day 2 of that program. How long do you think it's going to last?
Well, listen, I hope it only lasts 15 days, but where you know what I'm preparing for is 30. So, you know, the contingency plan that we put together at my union is anywhere from 30 to 45 days. I mean, because listen, it's the way I see it, it's going to be a rolling 15 days, right? Because you're going to do 15 days and then, you know, then somebody else is going to come out. There's going to be another outbreak. Then it's going to be another 15 days. So we put a contingency plan in together to cover us to at least 45 days. And probably during the next 15 days, we're probably going to get together again and kind of extend that out.
Well, we will see what happens. But you, so far, your members are safe. No positives.
I've had no positive from what I understand and from what I'm hearing and from what I'm seeing. No positive tests on any of our construction sites. You know, but then again, Kevin, like we were talking, you know, 90% of our members work outside, right? So we don't work in a confined area. We're wearing gloves all the time. We wear safety glasses all the time. The majority of the time, members have something covering their face if they're working in demo. So, you know, we as construction workers, we need to be more careful of when we're putting gas in our vehicles at the pump. We need to be more careful of when we're using the ATM machine. So I don't see too much interaction on job sites, but I think we need to be more careful about what we do before work and after work.
What is your message to union members and the public during this troubling time? Anything you can say of comfort or otherwise?
Well, I was here when we went through 9/11 and this town was kind of shut down and became a ghost town. And I was here in 2008 and I watched every slow down, the economy crash, and watched that happen almost, you know, going on 3 years. So, you know, all I can say to our people in this state is we're tough. We will get through this. It's going to be a little bit of a strain both on the economy and the families out there. But we're survivors. You know, Las Vegas is built on survivors from all over the country. And when you put all those survivors in one pot, you know, we're going to come out on top. So it's going to, like I said, hurt our economy a little bit and hurt us financially and slow everything down to a process. But at the end of the day, if it's going to do something for us by staying home, it's going to make us closer with our families, going to make us closer with our friends, and, maybe we'll get to really realize what it is to be back at home again and sit at a table with your family and hear what's going on in their day.
I couldn't have said it better. Tommy, thank you so much to you and to your members and to your family. Stay safe, my friend.
Thank you very much, Kevin, to all the listeners out there. God bless you all, and stay safe.
There you go.
No shaking hands.
No shaking hands. Elbow bumps, maybe. Elbow bumps, maybe.
Then we're all going to wind up with arthritis.
Oh, there you go. Hey, thank you, Tommy. Tommy White joining us. Labor is 872. They're the folks that are building so many of the projects around town, including Allegiant Stadium. And he says nothing is stopping, short of an act of God, the construction on that stadium. And it's moving on. Well, yeah, I know. It's right on schedule. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll let you hear from the president of the United States and others. Also, Sean Hannity did an amazing rant last night that was absolutely incredible. I'm going to share part of it with you. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Live and local now. I want to talk with those of you who own or operate businesses, regardless of size. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The Trump economy has been great for business, creating hundreds of thousands of new jobs. With that incredibly strong economy comes the challenge of attracting and keeping productive employees. Business leaders agree high-quality group health insurance plans are a key to attracting and keeping your best employees. That's why you need to talk with my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group. High-quality group health insurance plans create favorable tax benefits for both employer and employees. These plans can include lower premiums, lower deductibles, huge savings on name brand prescriptions, and in some cases, only a copay can apply to ER visits. For those of you outside Clark County, group employer benefit plans allow you and your employees more carrier options, better affordability, and greater physician access. If employer retention is important to you and your business, call my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Welcome By the way, I was talking to my friend Brent Jones, Brent and Amy are the owners of Real Water, and they've got a deal for you. But the one thing they wanted to let you know is they've got plenty of water, Real Water, and it's available to you right now. All you got to do is go to Amazon. Everybody shops at Amazon. Am I right? Am I right on that? In fact, Amazon is that the one that's adding 100,000 employees? Yeah, to expedite your orders. Anyway, you can go to Amazon, search for Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10 wall. That's the number 10, W-A-L-L, that's my name, all caps, no space, and they'll give you a 10% discount, and they'll deliver it right to your front door. What is better than that? Again, 10 wall at Amazon. The number 10, wall, W-A-L-L, all caps, no space, and you'll get 10% off. How about that? And they'll deliver it right to your front door. Hard to believe, but true. Now, one of the things that a lot of us are talking about now is what happens next. I'm going to be honest with you. I think I'm going to, I said this yesterday early on in the show, I think I'm going to die of boredom before I die of the coronavirus. This thing of hunkering down, I don't personally do hunkering down very well. No, I just never have. And one of the things that we're going to have to do is find a way to entertain ourselves a little better. If you're used to being in the casinos and your favorite casino is closed, and by the way, not all of them are. You know, all of the MGM properties, Wynn, Encore, etc., are all shuttered. But there are still places that are open, although I drove by McDonald's this morning, and it was drive-through only or pickup. You can pick up food, but you can't eat it there. You can't consume it on the premises. And the president today, I guess, met with fast food people. And you may see more and more of that going on. Coming up in our next half hour, Sean Hannity with an amazing rant. The next 15 days, now 14 days, are critical in fighting the coronavirus. We'll let you hear Sean Hannity in his own words. And this is after visiting with experts over the weekend. And you can bet that means he probably spoke to the president. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, ooh, they want the cannon at you. It ain't me. I ain't no Senator Sasa. It ain't me. I ain't no Washington Bond. Some folks are born silver.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are higher in afternoon trading as the White House laid out more plans to cushion the economic blow of the coronavirus. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin comments on working on a bipartisan relief bill with hopes of passing very quickly.
We are going to work with the Senate, who's in session right now, actively. We will continue to have conversations with the House. I've already spoken to Speaker Pelosi once today. This is stuff that needs to be done now.
As far as Wall Street halting operations, Mnuchin says,
we absolutely believe in keeping the markets open. Okay, Americans need to know they have access to their money.
However, he did say we might get to a point where trading hours will be shortened. And shares of food delivery companies like Grubhub and Blue Apron are soaring. Investors are betting on companies that have the ability to deliver food to the millions of people now stuck in their homes. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Kathy Barsky, invested in you.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The Trump administration is discussing a plan to send checks to Americans within the next 2 weeks to help them and the economy through the coronavirus outbreak. As for how much and who gets it,
we'll have a pretty good idea by the end of the day what we're going to be doing.
President Trump at a White House coronavirus briefing, the administration's proposing an economic stimulus package as well.
A senior administration official tells Fox News that $500 billion of that would be in the form of a payroll tax cut, $250 billion for Small Business Administration loans, and $58 billion for the nation's airlines, which are hemorrhaging cash.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he expects the virus to peak in his state in 45 days.
I've said that curve is going to turn into a wave, and the wave is going to crash on the hospital system.
America's listening to Fox News.
One century ago, the world experienced its deadliest pandemic when the Spanish flu of 1918 infected nations around the world, killing millions. In the decades since, other influenzas have swept the world, taking the lives of millions more. But none have been quite like this.
The coronavirus, now a global pandemic.
Broadway will be shut down. The NBA is suspending gameplay.
Wall Street briefly suspending trading today.
It has impacted Hollywood. It has impacted Capitol Hill.
This is like no other.
Now, go inside the lives of people living in quarantine.
You haven't seen each other in 10 days.
And learn how you can stay safe from the virus.
We still have a long way to go. There will be many more cases, but we'll take care of that.
Fox Nation brings you three new specials. Diving into the world of pandemics, past, present, and future. Don't miss Five Flus, Pandemics and Epidemics 101, and Quarantined, this week, only on Fox Nation.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada, it's Live and Local Now. I had a chance earlier to visit with Congressman Mark Amaday. He is in district up in northern Nevada, and I had a chance to talk with him about this whole coronavirus thing.
You know, this will be those unique things, Kevin. I was born in 1958, and when you look back at some of the stuff that's happened during your time on the surface of this planet, this will be one of those where you're like, hey, here's what I was doing when that was going on, so... Here's another one for the storybooks, huh?
Well, at 12:30 on Saturday morning, East Coast time, the House voted on the coronavirus funding. And first of all, are you satisfied that what the work product that you guys turned out early Saturday morning, that that is going to answer at least some of the problems that we have?
Well, it's a start, Kevin. I mean, in this business, and especially in these circumstances, nobody will ever say mission accomplished. There'll need to be adjustments based on what's going on where and how things matriculate over the next 4, 8, 12 weeks, things like that. But it's like, hey, for a phase two part, when you're shifting more to economic issues as opposed to medical containment, research, that sort of stuff, supplies, issues, it's like, listen, it was a good start. I mean, you know, it certainly wasn't textbook in terms of we're going to have some committee hearings and there's going to be plenty of opportunities and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's not great that we needed an 87-page technical correction thing. But quite frankly, Kevin, it was all hands on deck. The administration was helped drafting it, too. Secretary Mnuchin's doing a good job, which is evidenced by the fact it's like, hey, we got to tweak some of this stuff. One of the eligibility things, to give you an example, is so we're trying to help everybody, and the words that ended up in the bill would have excluded 42 states, Kevin. It's like, yeah, probably need to fix that, you know?
And you've made, and by the way, you've made some technical changes as it's going over to the United States Senate. Is that right?
Yeah, but here's the news this morning. It's not breaking news because it's a couple hours ago. But what the Senate's doing now is saying, hey, what if we put what was going to be the third bill for the first whack at economic stimulus for small, medium, and large employers, you know, everybody from Main Street to airlines to whatever, which is about an $850 billion whack, which is what the White House's ask is at the moment. Maybe they will combine that with number two, which was the Saturday morning thing that we just got done talking about, to kind of speed things along. Now, Kevin, you know and I know two things. One, in circumstances like this, guess what? Regardless of what your political stripes are, the federal government is the insurer of last resort when things happen that everybody has to deal with that are essentially through no fault of anybody's. Hurricanes, floods, you know, fires, you name it, tornadoes. And so guess what? Add pandemic to that list. So, you know, the challenge in this thing is this economically, is to do a rescue bridge that gets us to the recovery part of it with as little damage as possible in terms of losing workforces, companies basically having to shut their doors and keep them shut. So if you want to look forward 6 months, 9 months to the recovery phase, then it's like, hey, we want people to be able to basically unlock the door, turn on the lights, and press on the gas and have a full tank.
Again, Congressman Mark Amenei joining us, and I stand corrected. He is not in Washington, I don't believe. You're back in district, are you not?
Correct. I'm back at high altitude, baby, where the air is fresh and clean.
What is your sense, meeting with constituents? I don't know how much of that you're doing right now, but just the people you talk to, are they willing to ride this thing out?
Well, I mean, listen, I've been blessed with the people I've been talked to. I mean, there's always a few people that want to know where the latest toilet paper supply can be found. But, I mean, for the most part, the folks I'm meeting with, state, local, private industry folks, are focused on what are the issues we need to get through the next 4 weeks, the next 8 weeks, the next 12 weeks. So we've been in contact with everybody from the post office to the phone company to the power company. You know, public safety responders, county managers, city managers, the whole nine yards, as well as the White House to go, hey, here are some of the unique Nevada things that we need to take care of in terms of making sure that our retail and business infrastructure are not basically taken back down to zero and we have to rebuild from scratch when we're 6 or 7 months down the road.
One of the issues that faces families right now today where we live, and that is the fact that our kids are out of school. And the big question is, how are a lot of these kids, in particular the at-risk kids, going to be getting a hot meal, at least one hot meal a day, from their school? How are they going to do it if the schools are closed?
Well, quite frankly, they're going to do it however those site administrators and those school superintendents decide works best for their district and their site. And that's a perfect lead into, listen, this is not a time for political stripes to be, you know, whatever. And I listened to the esteemed governor of New York for a while yesterday, but I couldn't disagree more in a one-size-fits-all thing. So it's like, guess what, Washoe County Superintendent? You figure out where that need is in your schools in the Truckee Meadows or in northern Washoe County, as well as the Clark County School District, because their, you know, their response for Searchlight is going to be a little bit different than it is for North Las Vegas, than it is for Indian Springs, than it is for inner city Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Henderson, stuff like that. So that's one of those things where I think it's the federal government's job to make sure that they have the resources to respond to this. But quite frankly, other than in a general sense, it's like, that's what we're paying the superintendents and the site administrators for, and they should be allowed to run their sites and run their district in this sense. So, you know, one size doesn't fit all. There's a lot of options on the table. People are trending more and more towards, if somebody can hand you something out of a drive-through window, or in that case, maybe you open part of the school up for meal stuff under different circumstances where you can keep the distancing or whatever, or maybe you do Meals on Wheels for those folks temporarily for a while. Just depends on what the mission is in each respective district. It's not going to be the same in Humboldt County as it is in Carson City, for instance.
Reno is closing down as of 10 a.m. Mayor Sheevy is going to be doing that at 10 a.m. this morning. Are you happy that at least the governor, for his part, has said, I'm not going to close this state down entirely? Are you appreciative of the approach that the governor has taken to?
Well, let me say this, Kevin, because that's a good opportunity. And I put out on some radio spots that we're doing today. We're shifting off of Yucca Mountain. Not that that's not important, but I think people's attention's a little bit more on this. It's like, listen, kudos to the governor. Kudos to those city and county officials. Kudos to the state, to the county health departments and the state medical folks and those federally qualified health centers. So far, Kevin, these people are doing a good job. Now, you'll always have some armchair quarterbacking going on, but quite frankly, as information and situations change, then I want the governor to exercise that flexibility and what he thinks is right based on what's going on in the state, what his gaming control folks think in that area, what his health people think in that area. So as far as Mayor Sheevy, it's like, hey, if that's what she thinks is the appropriate thing for her jurisdiction, then quite frankly, that's what her job is and she should do it.
Getting back to the kids and schools, I just got a press release from the USDA. The Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, today announcing a collaboration with the Baylor Collaborative on Hunger and Poverty, McLean Goble, PepsiCo, and others to deliver nearly a million meals to students in a limited number of rural schools closed due to COVID-19. Is this something that might impact some of the rural school kids here in the state of Nevada? Might we benefit from this?
Well, sure it will, because we know that even though Nevada's, I don't know if it is presently, but as of a couple of years ago, it was the most urbanized state in the nation. You had between 85% and 87% of the population lived in western Nevada and the Truckee Meadows, Reno Sparks, Carson, and the rest in Clark County for Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Boulder City, Henderson, that sort of stuff. So it kind of gets back to what we were talking about before, Kevin, was one size doesn't fit all. The rural challenge to keep students fed is going to be different than the urban challenge. So, you know, good news.
Let me ask you just overall your thoughts on the role of the state government, the role of the federal government. Is everybody doing what they're supposed to be doing right now?
Well, I'll tell you what. We hire governors to be governors and leaders in this situation. We elect mayors. We elect chairmen of county commissions. We elect them to be on-the-ground executive branch folks running their jurisdiction in good times and in bad. So, yeah, I like the fact that that's part of your job, and people are looking to you and your administrations and your fellow council and commission members for advice. And so far, I'll just tell you this. I think Nevada gets a pretty good on the initial reaction stuff. Now, we know, Kevin, that these things have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And so the numbers are going to go up before they go down. And so, you know, if that's what the mayor of Reno, for instance, thinks she needs to do, great. I wouldn't judge the mayor of Fallon by that. I wouldn't judge the mayor of Elko by that. And I won't judge the mayor of Boulder City by that. It's like, hey, your job is to know your jurisdiction better than anybody else. And so if that's what you think's right, we're going to go with that. You want to err on the side of caution? You know what? Can't criticize them for that. And I guess the reason why I'm a little more relaxed about these things, Kevin, is we don't expect this to be our life for the indeterminate future. We know from watching what's gone on in other countries that have dealt with this, you know, you've heard the stuff, well, we're 2 weeks behind Italy, and, you know, we're a month or 2 months behind Canada or China, blah, blah, blah. It's like, listen, in all those other places that are quote-unquote ahead of us, they have seen a beginning, a middle, and they're starting to see end stuff in the Far East right now. So is it reasonable to expect that that will be our experience? Yes. Do we know what the actual time frames are? Not yet. You know what? The next 4 weeks will tell us a lot in terms of how much more we have to deal with. But I can't stress enough, if anybody thinks that when you hear that there's a case in Carlin or that there's a case somewhere, back in the inner city somewhere, it's like, you're going to hear that. And that's why we're practicing, you know, the virus protocols that are appropriate for whatever your thing. I'm guessing that your radio station right now has people working from home. I'm just being wild speculative here. So for instance, in your industry, people are staying on the air, but they're doing it with a minimal number of people in the office environment. So, you know what? We'll get through it.
Let me ask you, one of the components of this is our hospitals and their ability to withstand the onslaught of people who do get sick. I was talking with Dr. Robin Titus yesterday. She says that in Lyon County, they have no ventilators. And if people need ventilators, they farm them out to Carson City or Reno. Lyon County, should they have ventilators on hand?
Well, should they have access to ventilators? Absolutely.
Yes.
Does it make sense for the people of Lyon County, a county with a population of whatever, with their health care facility that's Robin's main base of operation is the South Lyon Medical Center there in Yerington? Is their mission, I think their mission in context of, there's a lot of stuff that they get that they send either to Washoe Medical or Renown in Reno. They send it to where it goes. It does not make sense 99% of the time to have every medical facility basically armed, locked, and loaded for anything that may happen. And so, and as a matter of fact, the state hospital regulations basically say, hey, we got certificates of need. You know, if you want to do this, that, or the other sort of thing, we want to make sure that we have that capability. But they've taken a look to more regional stuff. So to your question of, hey, should the South Lyon Medical Center or should the emergent care folks in Dayton or Fernley have ventilators? It's like no. They should be going to they'll go where everybody else in the region needs one. There's no lines drawn that say if you're a Lyon County person, you can't have access to whatever the emergency care is you need. That's why we only got one regional trauma center, and that happens to be at Renown. So, you know what? It's a management thing, but that gets back to farther down the line also, Kevin, in that it's like, listen, in terms of test kits and swabs and masks and all that other sort of stuff, that's one of the major things we're working on is to make sure that those supplies continually ramp up. Now, I don't know if anybody will ever have as much as they think they need, but it's like, hey, we'll deal with it as situations come. We know we have to increase supplies now. They're working on that. As a matter of fact, that's one of our main things that we're working on in my office. But in terms of saying, hey, we basically have to have a whole bunch more acute care beds for right now, it's like, listen, that's why we basically take people, how old are you? What stage are you at? What are your comorbidities? If you're the folks at the highest risk thing, then guess what? You're going to get access to that ventilator, but it ain't going to be in Yerington, Nevada. It's probably going to be in Reno.
Final question. I need about a 30-second answer. The president is saying he is calling for big, bold economic stimulus package that might include $1,000 for every American. Do you favor these Andrew Yang-like freedom dividends to every American? And I need about a 30-second answer if you can do it.
Okay, I don't know that $1,000, handing everybody $1,000 is going to be the answer. I'll tell you this. I think it's possible to put a pencil to this stuff and say, if we spend $850 billion right now, in a 12-month turnaround, is that going to save us money from having to do all the unemployment stuff, all of the other medical-related stuff? If we have employers keeping their folks paid, even though they're not doing, and even though they're not at work, and keeping those benefits going, is that a better buy for the insurer of last resort than basically just letting it all fall down and deal with it down the road? And I think there's probably going to be a strong argument for we need to do this now, and guess what? It'll be cheaper for us in the long run.
Congressman Mark Amaday, earlier I had a chance to speak with him in district, a congressman from CD2. A lot of people have been standing in line to get into big box stores only to find there's no water. I've got water, lots of it, and I've got it at a discount. We're talking about real water. I want you to go to Amazon and search real water. It's the big blue rectangular bottle that says real water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10, WALL, W-A-L-L, that's my name, all caps, no space, and they'll give you a 10% discount. And they'll deliver the water right to your door. How many cases you want? You want a case? 5 cases? 10 cases? No problem. They'll deliver it right to your front door. So don't let anybody tell you there's no bottled water out there. The real water is aplenty. Anyway, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More to come as we continue live and local now. When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Dr. Sanjay Gupta is pretty smart guy, the CNN medical expert. He was on with Chris Cuomo last night. Talked about moving the goalpost on this thing we call social distancing.
Doctor, first, the numbers. June, July, 50, 10, 100. Right. Is this science that we're having thrown at us, or is this about, you know, some type of common sense base? Like, where are they getting this stuff from?
It's interesting, Chris. The numbers are arbitrary, obviously, right? In terms of the number of people who can gather. We heard 50 yesterday, and now we hear 10. There's not a real science behind this. Two things really jump out at me. First of all, the goal is to get people to have as much separation between them as possible. The more separation you have, the harder it is for the virus to jump from person to person. That's how you break the cycle of transmission. That's what the goal of social distancing is. But the other thing that sort of struck me, Chris, is that there's this idea that, we don't want to shock people too much with all the things that we want to tell them to do right away. Maybe I'm wrong on this, but you heard that this has got a 15-day plan to try and curb the spread. But in 2 weeks from now, 15 days from now, my guess is we're going to hear from Dr. Fauci again, who says, look, we're reassessing and we think we need to get more stringent now on these things. So maybe they should do it all up front. That would make the most sense. But I think they're trying to do this balance between public health utility of these social measures and trying to get the messaging right around this, Chris. If we had said we're going to suspend the NBA a month ago, I think people would have gone crazy. It made more sense probably to people at the time that it happened.
There you have it, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Coming up, Craig Mueller, attorney at law. We'll get to him, and we'll find out what happens when you have legal issues pending, and all of a sudden the courts are closed. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now. There are a lot of ways to buy insurance. There's that annoying brother-in-law who sells insurance during holiday dinner. If you watch TV, it seems that every other cute commercial is about insurance. But is that the best way to buy insurance for you and your family? Of course not. Kevin Wall here for my friends at Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they can get you the best home, auto, business, and life insurance coverage and save you a ton of dough in the process. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. They can write business insurance and commercial vehicle insurance too. Find out how much money you can save on your home, auto, business, and life insurance. Call Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. That's 702-714-1060. 1060. Ask for a free quote or just stop by their office at 7390 West Sahara. They're open till 7 p.m. Find out how much money you can save at Castle Insurance Group.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!